السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. قال الله تعالى: هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم إلى آخر الآية. وقال تعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, today is the last day of Ramadan. Tomorrow will be the first day of Shawwal, inshallah. How beautiful was it in this month of Ramadan? How beautiful was it to observe the fasts, to hear the muadhin at the time of iftar, to perform or follow the taraweeh salah at night, to engage ourselves in ibadah during the day and night, to perform certain extra good deeds that we would generally not perform outside the month of Ramadan. But as you and I are aware of the fact that every good thing has to come to an end. Every good thing has to come to an end. So we will have to bid farewell to this month of Ramadan, though unwillingly. Really, my dear brothers, it was like a marathon, one in which we all were like runners, running at different speeds and at different velocities with different levels of preparedness. Some of us in this month of Ramadan were already very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for a level of purity in their faith which they have not achieved before. Some of us in this month of Ramadan were struggling in the middle between good and bad, between righteousness and evil. And their hearts were hoping that Allah will give them the strength, that Allah will give them the power, the control to overcome this evil and to aspire for good. Then there were some of us in this month of Ramadan, upon whom this month of Ramadan came and went by, and this month of Ramadan made no difference to them in their lives. It is very sad indeed. As for those of you who have repented and relented to Allah, who have found the mercy and forgiveness of Allah, then marhaban bikum, marhaban bikum. You are welcomed into the court of Allah. And as for those of us who have not as yet turned to Allah, who have neglected the opportunities to earn His maghfirah, then we are not as yet welcomed into the court of Allah. I fear the statement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if in this month of Ramadan one will not gain forgiveness, then in which other month will one gain forgiveness? This is Shahrul Rahmah. This is the month of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah doesn't want to punish us. Once Allah selected you to be here today, once Allah selected you to be here today in the masjid in Ramadan, it means Allah cares for you. This month of Ramadan is but a vehicle that carries you across this world. A rescue ship, if you will. And once Allah permitted you to board the ship, it means Allah has looked at you with an eye of mercy. So let us not become despondent. Let us not lose hope. Let us not despair in the mercy of Allah. The problem is within us. We fail to have conviction and certitude in the mercy of Allah. We fail to realize the greatness of our Creator. We fail to gain the marifat, the recognition of Allah. And in order for us to have conviction and certitude in the mercy of Allah, we have to talk about the qualities and attributes of Allah. We got to speak about the greatness of Allah. We have to realize the greatness of our Creator. Let us look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to describe Himself. The Quran talks about the qualities and attributes of Allah. The Quran talks about the ilmul ghayb, the inaccessible mystery of Allah. The Quran talks about the names of Allah, each of which evoke a distinct characteristic of Allah, and all of them refer to the name Allah. Allah is that comprehensive divine name. In Surah Al-Hashr, in the last few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. That He is Allah. There is no ilah but He. There is no God but He. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. The knower of the seen and the unseen. هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the most beneficent, the most merciful. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. He is Allah. There is no ilah but He. الْمَلِكُ, the King. الْقُدُّوسُ, the Holy. السلام, the one free from all defects. المؤمن, المؤمن, the granter of security and peace. المهيمن, the overseer of his creation. العزيز, the almighty. الجبار, the compeller. المتكبر, the supreme. سبحان الله عما يشركون. Glory be to Allah. Allah is high above all what they ascribe as partners to Allah. هو الله الخالق. He is Allah, the creator. Al-Bari, the inventor. Al-Musawwir, the bestower of forms. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. His belongs the most beautiful names. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth, glorify Allah. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the Almighty, He is the All-Wise. In Surah Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. That it is He who has created you and I. It is He who has created me. Then it is He who guides me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. It is He who feeds me. And it is He who gives me to drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I become ill, when I take ill, it is He who cures me. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. It is He who will grant me death. Then He will restore my life. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعْ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. It is He upon whom I have high hopes that it is He who will forgive for me all my sins on the day of Qiyamah. مَنِ اللَّهِ مَنِ اللَّهِ. Who is Allah? إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. Indeed, your Lord is Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then intended His throne, governing the matters of His creation. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, the possessor of dominion, the possessor of sovereignty, the possessor of kingdom, You give this kingdom to whomsoever You will. And You snatch away this kingdom from whomsoever You will. And You exalt whomsoever You will. And You debase whomsoever You will. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. In Your hand lies all goodness. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, You are capable to do every single thing. In another verse, Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبِ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. And to Allah belongs the East and the West. So whichever direction you turn towards, then there is the countenance of Allah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He is Allah, the One. Allahu samad. Allah is the independent. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Allah did not beget, nor was Allah begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is nothing similar to Allah. We can go on and on reciting the verses talking about the qualities and attributes of Allah. O insan, O mankind, has the time not come to you to realize the greatness of your Creator? Has the time not come to you to acknowledge the greatness of your Creator? When a child is born, the first words that a child hears in this dunya, or the first message that is inscribed and engraved on this child's mind and soul, is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. That from cradle till grave, this child is reminded daily when the muazzin calls to the 5 salawat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, that Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, and greatness belongs to Allah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, ponder over the creation of man. Will you then not see the greatness of your Creator? Look at your face. Look at your eyes with which you see. Look at your nose with which you smell. Look at your mouth with which you eat. Look at your tongue with which you taste. Look at your ears with which you hear. Look at your hands with which you feel. Look at your legs with which you walk. All of these things will testify to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and greatness belongs to Allah. Take something as simple as a rose. Take something as simple as a rose. Never does this rose smell. Yet this rose grows up in an environment of dirt and dust. This rose is fed with manure, and manure smells. Yet this rose never does it smell. Why is that such? Why is that such? It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and greatness belongs to Allah. Brothers, I'm presenting to you these simple examples in order for us to understand the greatness of Allah. Look at something as a spider web. And then look at man. That man, with all your technology and with all the tools that you possess, and with all your advancements, your attainments and achievements, man will never be able to create something insignificant and small as a spider web. Why is that such? It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and greatness belongs to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ Allah says that, O man, look above you. Look at the sun and the moon. And ponder over their fixed causes. Never can the sun go past the moon. Never can the sun go past the moon. Never can the night outset the day. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ The stars and the trees both prostrate before Allah. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا When you recite this verse, you will realize that it is Allah who is providing for every single fish in the ocean. It is Allah who is providing for every single bird in the sky. It is Allah who is providing for every single creature on land, big or small. Why is it such? It is because Allah is the greatest, and greatness belongs to Allah and Allah alone. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَبَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ Allah says that look at the sky, and then look around. You will not find a single pillar holding the sky. مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ Allah says, Allah let forth two seas. In another verse, Allah says, هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتْ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ هُجَاجٌ One's water is sweet, and the other one's water is salty. So Allah says, Allah let forth these two seas, بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانٌ These two seas meet, but they do not merge into each other. Why is that such? It is because Allah is the greatest, and greatness belongs to Allah. Who was it that responded to the call of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam? When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in three darknesses, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the ocean, and the darkness of the belly of that fish. When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam besought his Lord, he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. That there is no ilah but you. There is no ilah but you. Glory be to you. Indeed, I am of the wrongdoers. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who rescued Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ Allah says that there is no leaf that falls, be it in the Amazon basin, be it in the thickness of some jungle, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. Allah knows its color. Allah knows its taste. Allah knows its smell. Allah knows the hour or the second or the split second that it fell. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu untha. Really, it gives me much enjoyment to go on and on reciting the verses talking about the greatness of Allah. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu untha, wa ma taghidu al-arhamu wa ma tazdad, wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bimiqdar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what every female bears, and by how much these wombs fall short, and by how much they exceed. And Allah says that every single thing by Allah is in a due proportion. The number of the seen and the unseen, the great, the lofty. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلَ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ Allah says, it is equal to him whether one of you conceals his speech or declares it openly, or whether one of you is hidden by the night or he marches forth by the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of him. The Quran says, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُمْ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّهُ That even if there be something equal to the weight of a mustard seed, and this be put into some rope, or into the heavens, or into the earth, يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ Allah will produce it forth on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ Because nothing is hidden from your Lord, even if it be equal to the weight of an atom, or it is something smaller than that. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever enters this dunya, whatever goes out of this dunya, وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا Whatever descends from the sky, whatever ascends to the sky, Allah knows of everything. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, as you sit here today and as you listen to the reminder, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ Allah knows you better than yourselves. Allah knows the thoughts that crossed your mind. Allah knows the thoughts that are crossing your mind. And Allah knows the thoughts that will cross your mind. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ Allah knows the deception of your eye and what your heart and what your bosom conceals. Take a look at this earth, the size of which our minds cannot comprehend. As you sit here in the masjid, my dear brothers and elders in Islam, this universe is being expanded by the second. Take a look at this earth and ponder over the speed at which this earth travels. Tell me, does this have any effect on you? Does this harm you? Does this hurt you? No, it doesn't harm you, it doesn't hurt you in the least. But why is that such? It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and greatness belongs to Allah and Allah alone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, listen to this hadith, it is very interesting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are seven skies. The distance between each sky is a distance of 500 years. So between 1 and 2 is a distance of 500 years. Until we get to 6 and 7, the distance between 6 and 7 is a distance of 500 years. Above the seventh sky, above the seventh sky comes the Kursi of Allah, translated as a footstool. We read Ayatul Kursi every day. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The Kursi of Allah encompasses the skies and the earth. But how many of us really know what is this Kursi of Allah? Above the seventh sky comes the Kursi of Allah. For us to understand this, the seven skies and the seven earths put together in front of this Kursi of Allah is like a ring in a desert. Above this Kursi of Allah comes the Arsh of Allah. The throne of Allah encompasses every single thing. For us to understand this, the seven skies and the seven earths and the Kursi of Allah put together in front of the Arsh of Allah is like a ring in a desert. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, greater than this position, loftier than this position, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without giving Allah any physical place, without giving Allah any physical form. You have just heard the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We got no time to go into the ahadith that discuss the mercy of Allah. But you have just heard the greatness of Allah. Now why should we become despondent? Why should we despair? Why should we lose hope in the mercy of Allah? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful, when Allah is so great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ That tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my servants, who have wronged themselves, who have transgressed, who have went beyond all bounds. Do not lose hope. Do not become despondent. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah. For Allah to press one delete button on our sins means nothing to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. That what will Allah achieve? What will Allah get by punishing you if you are sincere believers and if you are grateful to Allah? For Allah to press one delete button over our sins means nothing to Allah. Allah is not questioned as to what He does. Rather, we are questioned. Allah says, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Allah is never questioned as to what He does. Rather, we are questioned. Tonight is no ordinary night. Tonight is the night of prize giving. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be dishing out the awards to those who have earned them in this month of Ramadan. Let us come to the masjid tonight. Let us spend some time in the masjid in ibadah. It will be very foolish of us to have earned an award in the month of Ramadan and then to not attend to collect the prize at the night of prize giving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to come to the masjid and to spend some time in ibadah. Then, my dear brothers and elders, let us not forget to make a firm niyyah, a firm and solid niyyah, and let us show our determination. That from the sighting of the hilal of fitr, that from the sighting of the moon of Eid, the bare minimum that we will do is to obey the commandments of Allah and to stay away from the prohibitions of Allah, to perform our 5 salats with jama'ah, to fast when fasting is obligatory, to give zakah when zakah is due, to perform hajj when hajj is compulsory upon us. My grandfather Azam Allah Yunus Padir Rahimahullah Rahmatan Wasi'ah would always tell us that eat well, drink well, eat halal, drink halal, enjoy all the halal activities of this dunya. Just stay away from one thing. Abstain from sin, abstain from evil, abstain from vice. You will be successful in this time and age. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one sahabi in a hadith. These are not my words. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahabi, ittaqil maharim. Tell me, who can be more truthful in speech than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahabi, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Stay away from haram. Stay away from haram. You will be the greatest worshipper. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give one and all a joyous Eid tomorrow inshaAllah. Let us not forget our Muslim brothers and sisters throughout the globe who are suffering with different types of problems, calamities that are befalling them on a daily basis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist them and aid them with His divine nusrah. And let us make dua to Allah that Allah give us the ability, Allah give us the istiqama to perform a'mal post Ramadan as we would perform in the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.